And welcome to another episode of Swimming with the Fish. I am Crutch. It is the 13th of May. We are almost to the glorious, glorious day that is the Goon's birthday. The weather's actually decent out. I've missed all the Aurora stuff. And that's about all I have for the show. Thanks, everybody. It's been wonderful. Oh, no, wait.
Tonight's episode brought to you by...
And now for the world's shortest show, 32 seconds. There you go.
And Mr. Browning is, you know, pulling his hair out right now.
We're just kidding, Mr. Browning. We actually have more material. We do have more material, right?
Make sure we use Mr. Browning's intro music whenever we talk about him.
Oh, very true. Very true. Absolutely. Everybody's got their thing. Down there in the wonderful great state of Texas, on a backup data connection, because he loves doing this show so much, is the one and only Chief. Chief, how are you, man?
I am on backup internet because there was a storm, and apparently the bits got wet. And when that happens, I get pings of 3,000 milliseconds.
Yeah, they sink like stones and scrape the bottom of the wire.
Exactly. Yeah, so the bits got wet. So maybe for the non-techies in our audience, if you could explain how bad a pings of 3,000 milliseconds are, because it's 3 seconds for those who can't do the math.
Yes, that means I talk, 3 seconds later you hear it.
Right, which would be like almost the equivalent of you being, half a million miles away?
on the moon.
Yeah.
You might get better reception on.
Actually,
on the freaking moon. Well, if you were using Boeing's equipment on the moon.
Well, we'd hear from him next week.
Musk would get that through, but Boeing, yeah, no.
Whoever thought naming a company after the sound of something bouncing, I don't get it.
Well, I learned something this week. Perhaps you learned gentlemen can help
me. Is that
me.
Penny? Sorry.
Oh. What I learned was, in order to build a spacecraft to take astronauts up and back to the space station, NASA hired two companies. Mm-hmm. They hired SpaceX for $2 billion, approximately.
Yes.
And they hired Boeing for $4 billion. And I think they did that because Boeing knows how to work the system and get more money.
Yeah, but I'm like my sales guy trying to upsell, but that's another story for later.
Right. So at this point in time, how many crewed missions has SpaceX, for its $2 billion, sent to the space station?
Just to be clear, when you say crewed, you mean C-R-E-W-E-D.
Yes. Okay. Missions with people in the capsule who go up to the space station, get out, stay at the space station, and other people get in and come back home to Earth.
We'll leave the light on for you. They've done it a few times.
Right, right. They've done it 8 times.
8 times. That's not bad for $2 billion.
Not at all. And they keep reusing the boosters because, you know, it's cheaper that way.
I've seen them land. It's like something out of science fiction.
It so is, especially for people our age.
I know. We geek out.
Because we read about it, and then NASA never did it. Why? Well, because Boeing told them that's a bad idea. Right. You'll be able to pay us more money if you let us, you know, throw them away every time.
Well, yeah, that's where the extra money goes.
Right.
For double the price. And cocaine, but, you know.
Yeah. For double the price, you would expect that Boeing would have 16 missions, wouldn't you?
That's the way the math should work, yes.
Maybe even more because, you know, they're a better company and they've been doing this a long time.
I've heard that.
How many missions? Anybody? Anybody?
Can I count them on one hand?
Yep.
The answer is no, you can't because you have fingers on your hands.
If you make a fist, you can count them on one hand.
There you go. Okay. The big old goose egg is zero, nada nunca niente.
That's it. So why are we still paying Boeing?
Because the sound, it's fun to say.
I sent you a picture of the employee of the month.
Yes, you did. A very scary employee.
For those who don't know who that man is, That is the world-renowned hitman, also known as Agent 47. And he's been taking care of whistleblowers. He's been taking care of employees who are getting ideas that contradict the corporate mission.
Yeah, they seem to be spending a lot of money making excuses. That's the best way to put it.
Well, yeah. Well, the people who blow the whistle soon find themselves pushing up the daisies.
That's right. It's almost like the whistle is a call for this guy.
You know, oh, please, I'd like to commit suicide now. Thank you.
I didn't have any other plans today. Suicide sounds like fun.
I heard that they have like 10 more whistleblowers coming forward, and I just hope they all have a bunker or something.
It doesn't matter. If you've ever played the Hitman games, once you're on his contract, that's pretty much it. It's now just a matter of time.
Yeah. So we silence the opposition. A lot of that going on this week.
Pray tell.
Funny, you said pray.
Did you like that?
I did. I thought that was a wonderful segue. I commend you, sir.
Thank you. I tried to keep the segues a little less than, sharp turns on a NASCAR track.
So you remember that my church paid 30 pieces of silver to get out of the United Methodists?
Might have been a little more than 30 pieces of silver.
I don't know how much silver's going for right now, so.
About 24 now, or 14 and out. Not that much.
Not that much.
Okay. So, it turns out that was money well spent, and we spent it right at the right time. Got out just in time, 3 days before the special get-out-of-town deal was changed. So you recall that
they changed
the Methodist
deal. Pray well, don't
you
change.
Remember
it
what happened? We couldn't. Funny. Pretty much right on the money there. Wow. Yeah. The deal was here's how you leave. If you don't agree and you can't stay, here's how you leave. And then our bish gave them a bunch more money.
Short for bit of.
Yes. But ish sounds like something else.
It
so
does.
I like saying
it does. I wonder what it sounds like.
I have to keep every other week I go and replace the ring of salt just to make sure.
Okay.
They remember that every 4 years they vote on the rules. And last year the lefties didn't, or last time they had this, which was 2016, I think. It's been a little longer than 4 years this time because the pandemic, you know.
Right.
The vote didn't go their way, and it was in large part to most of the churches in Africa. They were voting on a lot of rules on morality and human sexuality, and the Africans have a strong point of view there.
They tend to be a little more conservative about to the old ways, yeah.
Well, because being gay gets you killed there. It's against the law, and a punishment is death in a lot of the countries.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like here, where someone might send you a mean tweet. but be that as it may, they finally held a new meeting. I forget what they call it, general synod or some
synod.
No, that's you guys.
I
might
we
be
have
sick
such cool that. Words.
This time, all of the rules that were passed by the conservatives, all of them, marriages between one man and one woman, people who are practicing homosexuals can't be in church leadership. Homosexuality is incompatible with Christian scriptures.
Right.
All of those were overturned, 100%, all of them.
Shocking. Here's my shock face.
And the vote was like 693 to 43. And part of that is because of I don't know how many churches they have worldwide, but 7,500 of them aren't there anymore because they all took the deal and scooted like we did.
Right.
Which means
the Sodomites and Gomorrans take up the majority now.
Right. Right. So there's a new deal for if you want to leave the church. It's okay. A very simple deal. You ready?
Ready.
No. That deal is canceled and there will be no more leaving.
So, okay, there's leaving and there's leaving, okay? I mean, the people can certainly leave, okay?
Yes, but they can't take their...
They can't take the assets with them.
Right.
Right.
So, there's another rule. Just a little one, because, you know, democracy, that's what the left is all about. We hear that all the time.
That's what I hear.
Democracy dies in darkness, right?
Well, there's some...
So, all of the churches in Africa are forbidden from voting on any issue that concerns morality.
What?
Oh, you heard me.
Can Africa say the UNC is not allowed in Africa? This all belongs to us.
Hilarious. Yeah,
I would like that. I know that my sister-in-law, the bus owner's wife,
mm-hmm.
Called and told me this, and their church, you know, the UMC has a lot of small churches that are geographically close to one another. Like in 5 miles here of State Lagoon Manor, there's 4 or 5 UMC churches, and they're all 25 here, 10 there. So they what they do to try and not hemorrhage money is combine those churches. I mean, that makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my sister-in-law's church got combined with another church in East Hartford that was filled with people who are Ghanaian, people from Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
And man, I got to tell you, their Sunday services, the couple that I went to, were very lively. These are people that they're happy and my goodness, they're happy to be Christians too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I ever had that good a time in a church service. And they're a little unhappy with this rule. In fact, they kind of got wind of it and the church that joined left.
Why? Wow.
But there were a few people left. My sister-in-law has a group that she was teaching about the good news and basically how you be a Christian, right? Mm-hmm. And how you tell other people the good news, which once again is our only job. The leadership of the UMC did not tell anybody that these changes had been made. She had to tell her friends at service this week. And I knew this. I don't know yet. I haven't been able to contact her to find out. Other than I know that she told them, but I didn't have enough time to talk about the reaction. Because I suggested to her, I said, "Well, look, for a couple of weeks, or however long you'd like, you can use our virtual service and worship with us till you figure out what you're going to do." And I talked with both of our pastors this week, and she said, well, golly goon, more than that, why don't you have her call and we'll tell her how to build like home churches or a small church that doesn't really need a building, and about making disciples, which is what we're all about. We'll do that. So I passed all that information along and we're going to see what happens. But it's amazing how people grab onto things. My sister, a sister-in-law, a smart woman,
mm-hmm.
I told her the first thing you need to do, she talked to me on Saturday, was today, you need to go and cut off all funding to your church. Well, I can't, she said. The app that they have to do it is totally confusing. I've used apps from the UMC before, and she's right.
You think that's by accident?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't, but there's an easy solution, isn't there?
There sure is.
Ring, call
Bank of America.
That I no longer authorize that automatic withdrawal. Thank you. They don't require a reason. They don't require anything. They require that you are the account holder and tell them what to do.
Right.
And she was a little reluctant to do it, I think.
What, was she afraid of offending them?
I don't know. People are strange when it comes to, like, leaving churches, for example. I mean, these people are, let's call it what it is. They're fascists.
Yeah.
Oh, they're fascists. Come on. You're squelching the opposition, not letting people leave. You know, hey, lefties, guess what? You don't like fascism. Well, you're doing it.
Okay, so I don't even think it's fair to label them as lefties, because we have no idea, you know, what on earth is going on. Well, I mean, actually, that's incorrect. We know what's going on.
yeah, we do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I think what may help you and get the point across so that the urgency is really driven home. Next time there's a call, you put on like 80s synthwave music in the background, and that will create the ambiance of what you are saying is so scary that they are now hearing me. And
I'm liking this.
Oh my gosh.
Did I tell you, gentlemen, about the email I got from the UMC?
Ooh, no.
So, many years ago, I became what was called a lay speaker. And what that allows you to do is, if a pastor is sick, your church or a church in the area, right? Mm-hmm. And they need somebody to go do a service. I could do everything but bless the elements for communion, because you need a church elder to do that, and I'm not a church elder.
You are an elder, but not a church elder.
That'll be enough out of you, my friend. You're going to be getting more elder the end of this week, so zip it.
I got 4 days, baby. 4 days when you are 2 whole years older than me.
Yeah, I know, and you're going to rub it in, too.
96 hours.
You want to see that next year? Do you? There's a reason I've made it this long.
Sorry. The good continues.
Yes. I'm sorry. Where were we going?
You're not a church elder.
I'm not a church elder, but I've done sermons. I've done all that. And then there just wasn't a need when I moved to the church I'm in now. They actually had associate pastors. So I didn't not become a lay speaker, but I didn't do it for a couple of years. But I went to all the training, and you had to go with the bish, not the current one. This was the previous one.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of forgot about it. Well, they sent me a note that said, well, you know, because you're a member of the clergy in the UMC, we've upped your powers on our system for scheduling and talking to the other pastors and such. Well, have you?
Let me guess. At that point, a little red devil popped up on the one shoulder and a little angel on the other shoulder.
And the devil went over and pushed the angel off and told him to quiet down and started talking to me. It was all I could do not to do anything nefarious.
You're a good man, Coon.
Oh, I thought about it. So according to Catholicism, that's a sin right there. That's wanna.
That's right. We got the wanna sin.
But thou shalt not wanna.
That's right.
I was unaware of this.
Oh, yeah. If you say to yourself, you know what? I think I'll go down to Fort Washington today and commit a mortal sin. Save the car fare. You did it.
That's right. What I've done, in my thoughts and in my deeds, what I've done and what I failed to do.
Well, then I'm hosed.
As are we all, brother. As are we all.
Yes.
Glad I'm not bound by those rules, because holy smoke.
I wish I had holy smoke. It might keep me from running into unholy smoke, you know.
But I mean, honestly, can you imagine this?
Yeah. Yeah.
I do have a good note, though, in all of this.
C sharp.
I got a letter. I think it was more A flat, but okay.
Okay.
We got a letter on how we're progressing in our all-in campaign, which is now the campaign to pay off the debt. Remember, of the $4 million, we raised two and we borrowed two.
Correct.
So we have a 3 or 4 month period that we're in right now where any money we send to the bank goes directly against the principal. No interest, basically.
Wow, that's awesome. And
we have so far, of that $2 million, we've paid off $100,000.
Nice. Good start.
So that's, you know, that's good news. And we'll continue that.
Math, that's 5%.
Yeah. Even a little more if you consider that that's now not subject to interest. I was going to say interestable, but I knew that word would cause me to receive some ridicule.
That's right. We are not in the business of wordifying or making new wordisms.
Yeah. So yeah, that's been my church week. How about you guys?
I haven't been to church. I refuse to go to a church where all the money I'm giving them will go to pay off their legal bills. So I haven't donated any money this year, and I have not gone to church. I feel bad that I'm not going to church. I don't feel bad about not donating.
While you're waiting, I'll send you a link for a virtual service on Sundays. You watch it whenever it's convenient for you.
My mom actually watches the service at the Basilica in D.C. online because, you know, she's 88 and doesn't, you know, she is an official member of one of the two big churches in Annapolis, but actually going there is a bit. So
St. Rita Moreno, is that the one she joined?
Actually, she almost joined the church I was married in, which is St. Mary's. But yeah. I think the other
one in Russell?
No, in Annapolis. The ginormo church in Annapolis is St. Mary's.
There's a St. Mary's in Rockville.
Well,
there's St. Mary's nearly everywhere.
I'm pretty sure you can't swing a dead Catholic cat without hitting a St. Mary's.
How do you know it's a Catholic cat?
Because it would hit St. Mary's.
Okay.
Well, not that we should be swinging any kind of cats. It's not proper.
Yes, show cat wouldn't like that. Who I don't know where she is right now. She hasn't come by.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Did she not know it's Monday? But
she knows.
Okay.
Well, you know, speaking of that, Crutch, the amount of stuff that you send and just the absurdity of some of it led to that that cat video where the cat is a hacker with the word hacker misspelled.
Right, exactly.
And now this nonsense is on my feed.
Oh, my YouTube feed right now is chock full of dog and cat doing stupid thing videos. I go through periods of time where I hit a theme and I get inundated with the theme and then we go off the theme to something else. Yeah, end of the world videos and animals doing stupid things. That's pretty much my YouTube life at this point.
Yeah. Well, I just got one that probably got the algorithm sent me because.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is why the wall of shame continues to know one person in particular.
Can't imagine,
but.
I have a list of the best behaved dog breeds. Guess what number two is?
Best behaved dog breeds?
Yeah.
And number two, the golden retriever.
Yeah, well, actually, it's number two slide, but it says, want to bring home the best behaved dog breed? Go for golden retrievers then. Goldies are known for their kind and gentle attitude. They are very welcoming and get along with people of all ages, even strangers. They're noted for their tolerance, calm attitude, and willingness to participate in a variety of activities, like retrieving everything, whether you want it retrieved or not. For example.
Yeah.
Jumping on you when you come in the house. I believe you have been greeted that way at Stately Goon Manor.
Oh, I've had a couple of, you know, claws in my jeans. Yeah, thank you. Ouch.
So, what I don't get is, number one, how the algorithm and its sharing. You know, the way to not spread the virus is to, hey, you know, this ruined about 5 minutes of my life.
Let me get this straight. So what you're telling me is that I'm sharing too much and I should stop. Go ahead.
I'm saying there's a cat that says, I am Microsoft. And the person says, I'm on a Mac. And I'm like, why am I watching this? And there's only one person I can blame, because there's no reason for this thing to pop up. I've never searched for animal stuff. It has always come from...
It's Crutch's fault. It's okay.
Yeah, yes.
That's always Crutch's fault. I get it.
I wouldn't say always.
Sure
you... I'm saying I clicked on a couple things, and then all of a sudden that thing popped up. And I was like, what is this? And now I'm like, what? Why? Why?
I'm just trying to spread a little joy in the world, and apparently y'all don't have my same sense of humor. Fine, fine, fine.
So speaking of spreading joy,
that just sounds wrong. That's
all the
especially
stuff
you know someone by that name.
Seen in the sky recently.
I heard that you have been getting fantastic aurora.
I haven't seen a darn thing.
Borealii. So some people were trying to blame my lack of internet on that. And I said, it was fine during the geostorm. It is after the storm that I'm having all these issues. So don't give me that excuse. And then I called up the company.
The company making auroras? There's a company?
Yeah, it's called HARP, you know.
Oh.
I thought we might.
Oh, the HARP project.
Good.
High altitude research project? Is that what it means?
Radio probe. I was going to go with a different kind of probe. She wouldn't do that at high altitude.
Yeah, we might as well get another person on the wall of shame to replace me.
You'd love that, wouldn't
you? I would, yes. Yes, at this point, I would.
All right, so I can't, unfortunately, bring up the foolishness that is the internet up, because I'm talking, and that is all I'm going to be able to do.
That's it. There'll be no texting. There'll be no doing anything else. They'll just be talking.
And talking.
Hey, you know, we could let Crutch tell us about his fantastic automobile.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he's got a Ford. Do you know what that stands for, right?
Found on road destroyed.
Effed on a real deal.
Fix or repair daily. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly not first on race day. Let's forget
not
that.
Not first on race day, no. Your car would be hard to be first on race day right now.
It would help to actually have gears that work in order to be in a race, yes.
Yeah, because the engine goes vroom, vroom.
And the wheels are supposed to go around and round. My wheels.
Yeah, no, that's not happening.
The wheels for a Crutch don't go round and round, round and round. Sorry.
No matter how long you sit in there and lick the windows of the car, it's...
Wow.
You're not going anywhere.
Wow. Lick the windows, huh? Okay.
Just say it.
With helmet on and everything.
Right? Exactly. That's what I'm hearing here.
God, does that work? Oh.
So, ladies and gentlemen, what the goon is alluding to is that my 2019 Ford Escape with a mere 94,000 miles, which is practically new in Goon's eyes.
It's what do you mean practically?
I know it's still got that showroom smell.
Exactly.
If your showroom was a charnel house, oh God. Okay, so
I don't know what you're crying about. My transmission and my Ford went to 170,000 miles.
Yeah. Okay. So I apparently am cursed when it comes to transmissions because I had pretty much forgotten, and I'm going to go with PTSD as why I forgot. My previous
I'm going with old age. Impending
old age. Right, you're gonna be there before me. So my previous vehicle, which was a Ford Focus, I'm gonna say that very carefully. Focus. Just pronunciation issues and all. Was on its third transmission when I finally traded it in. That was a well-known problem with the Ford Focus model, where they had a problem with the transmission. And rather than give people fixed transmissions, they gave them what were suspected to be also broken transmissions in stock in the hopes that it wouldn't break long enough for them to build enough fixed transmissions. And there was a lawsuit and they paid money and big surprise, lawyers made money. So I already had, you know, a twitch when it came to transmissions. And I get this Ford Escape and it's riding fine. And about, I guess it's been 3 weeks ago now, I am driving to visit my beloved number one fan, my mom. And I get this, you know, for those of you who drive Fords, you get a little yellow indicator when you have low tire pressure. You say, hey, one of your tires is low, figure it out, right? Yellow is, you know, we just keep going. When it comes up red, it gathers your attention very, very quickly. And it said, transmission fault. Repair immediately. But I hadn't noticed anything different in the way the vehicle's driving. So I continued. I tried to go see them later that day. It was a Saturday. Of course, nobody's around. I went in the following Monday and they said, we can't even look at your vehicle for 2 weeks. So I found another place to visit. And we went over this a couple of weeks ago on the show. And the gentleman said, yeah, it's a solenoid issue, and I've reset the thing. If it has any more problems, see me in a week. Well, a week went by, nothing. Second week went by. Started that third week, and I'm driving home from work.
And the wheels on the Escape go round and round.
Well, and I was going uphill at the time, and suddenly there was absolutely no connection whatsoever between the engine and the drivetrain. I was like, every gear was neutral. Was able to pull into a closed business's parking lot. Long story short, tried to call the place in Laurel. They were closed for the day. So I took it to my dealership and, I had it towed to my dealership, I should say. And, I am now into week three with the rental car, which is,
what did they give you?
I am driving a Mazda CX-30.
Not a Ford.
It's not a Ford, but I'll be honest with you.
That's where I was going with this.
It only had 1,100 miles on it, and I'm feeling the same issues with the transmission on this brand new vehicle. So I'm a little wary about driving it like anywhere but working home. But I got great news today. I knew it was going to be under warranty because it turns out I have a lifetime warranty.
So they're replacing your car with a Maserati?
Actually, they're replacing the car, but giving me back the exact same transmission. No, because that would be my luck. No, they're replacing the transmission as opposed to rebuilding it. If they were going to rebuild it, I was going to be selling it because I'm not going to deal with that. But the new transmission will arrive either tomorrow or Wednesday. And I plan to have my vehicle back by Friday. Yay.
It's an American transmission, not a French one, right?
How would I know the difference?
Well, the French ones have like 47 reverse gears and only one forward.
What, in case somebody gets behind them?
Yeah. You know, you need to...
run away!
The hood ornament's a white flag. I'm sorry, I just threw in that gratuitous French bashing.
I was like, was there a reason to lay the hate on the French today?
No. Not popular in a particular country.
Just one?
Hey, Jean-Claude.
That's my friend.
It doesn't make him. They're not funny.
That's right. So, my soul, that was funny. Anyway.
To bring up things that are just wild overseas, there is a Russian movie called No Man's Land.
Okay.
No Man's Zone. In Russian, it's called like two something. I'll exactly remember because it's in Russian that I only halfway paid attention because of the premise.
Uh-oh.
The premise is that Putin had had enough and he creates a biological weapon that kills all the men in the United States. Doesn't realize that it this obviously spreads, and so it just kills all the men globally.
It didn't stop with the American men. What a shocker.
Yeah, so now everything is run by women. And the one who stepped up to lead them... Now, this is a Russian TV series. It's only lasted two seasons. But
okay.
The one who led all the women out of the kitchen into the forefront was Greta Thunberg, who now
shut up
as a statue that they all adore, and they all eat an apple or take a bite of an apple to show their, like, that's their I swear kind of thing. And I was watching and I was like, this has to be the dumbest thing that I've ever seen. And then I was looking at the comments and they were like, I stopped believing it when they outlawed cats. Because that was one of the things that they did.
The outlawing and cats?
Yes.
Well, that's not realistic. And women around the world, they'd outlaw dogs.
Well, yeah.
Well, there were no dogs or cats, but they specifically stated that they outlawed cats. And, basically, there were a couple guys left, and they were just known as seed carriers. And it was just the dumbest thing. There was so much backstabbing, and like the women all secretly hate each other. It's like they're trying to say, oh, we built a utopia, but everyone's miserable. And I cannot believe that this is what is coming out, especially, and this was coming out while they were invading Ukraine. So
is it this is a serious DVA, HOLMA, Dvaholma?
Yeah, it's, that's what it is. Two houses.
I'll include the link. Wow.
Because DVA is two. Dva.
Dva. Yeah. Okay.
And it's this two counting. It's whatever the place was called. But in English, mm-hmm. It's called the No Man's House.
Got it.
And
that's awesome.
It's a mess. It's an absolute mess. But this is what people are seeing. Because they're literally trapped inside their house now while all this fighting is going on. One thing that we are discussing here is if you've been paying attention to that conflict over there,
mm-hmm.
Number one, they have been given those ATAC missiles and they started firing those. So Russia basically said, all right, thou hast effed around, now thou shalt find out. And
we've already done the FA portion, now we'll do the FO portion.
Exactly. It's a two-part process.
And they're losing the second largest city in the entire country, which happens to be where my family's still stuck. And they're realizing that the boomage... the boomskis, as the goon so adequately puts it, they're getting closer.
Uh-oh.
So they have now...
That's not good.
They have... The country has dictated from 16 to 65, male or female, you can't leave and you must fight.
Yikes.
So now my nephew is like, all right, now we might need to get the kids out.
Mm.
And we're like, how does one do that when all the things, like my wife being the, Siberian Express that she is,
mm-hmm.
has stated, once the chaos ensues, it will be much easier. You know, like, this is there not plenty of chaos as it is?
Right.
But I'm thinking,
but more is always better for cover.
She's thinking more on the transporter level, where someone shows up in a car and just takes you, and as long as they are paid, they don't ask questions.
Lovely.
And I looked for those services, and they do exist out there. And I don't know that I would trust a person that just says, I have a car, not much to live for, so if you give me 500 US, you know, I'll just do whatever.
Right.
Hopefully they have a good car, not like a Trabant or something like that.
Or an Escape.
Oh, it's one of those that, no, it's not an Escape. It is not something that we have heard of. The symbol looks like a dead horse that has been shot with whatever the symbol was and is laying on its side instead of, you know, neighing or what we see on like a Mustang or something else.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
by the way, that was a nice shot at Crutch there. It's not an Escape, Ivan. We haven't heard from him for a few seconds, so I think you wounded him.
I know who said it.
And
Yeah.
I was wondering when he was going to realize that I do not sound like Crutch. But I was not going to say anything.
Apparently not tonight.
I can't hear the difference because I'm getting older.
No, I'm sitting here. I'm doing what I normally do when I'm listening intently and gathering up information because I have other duties as assigned. When the show finishes and we all say goodnight, a couple of folks out of the three just turn off their computers and go have a life. I have other work to do, so I'm trying to make this the best show possible. But thanks for thinking I've nodded off there, Coon. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Hey, I made sure that the site is up and that there are services running still. Because every now and then I get accused that services aren't running.
Well, you know, the good news is we're up and running and when it comes to services, I think we've had our fill today. We've had religious services that are no longer serving the good. We've had automobile services that seem to be taking forever. And now folks are servicing themselves with Russian television.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Phrasing.
Yes. Well, phrasing is everything, isn't it? Ladies and gentlemen, I sincerely hope you've enjoyed tonight's show. It's been a lot of fun, and by the time you hear us again, both the Goon and I will be older. So this is the youthful version.
Happy birthday, bro.
Happy birthday to you as well. And with that, we're gonna let the grand old man of this show get on with his commercial thingy.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by UMC, the United Mussolini Church. Hey, lefties, when you outlaw any opposition to your views and base it on race as well as opinion, that's fascism. What book of scripture is that ideology in? And Goonchild and Fire Marshal Bill's Old House. Follow the exploits of these two homeowners as their dwelling spends their money for them. See Fire Marshal Bill get frustrated. Hear Goonchild say, golly. Learn how you can get craftsmen with biblical names to fix your domicile. This and much, much more on, you guessed it, the Happy Pole Network. And Crutch's Used Car Service. Need a car? Want a good one? Don't come here. It's like having one of Goon's old cars, but not having Jacob the Israeli to fix them. Hear Crutch say, golly, to the service manager. See him threaten to send the men in black to them and get their exhausts probed. It's like the mask, only worse. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC, copyright 2024, all rights reserved.